This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 3rd of February, 2023. The PM 40 closed down at 56.14, down 48 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Higher sludge handling capacity per square foot of belt, higher cake solids, compact design, stainless steel construction, very low maintenance. Yes, we're talking about the Bright Technologies belt filter presses. Sludge dewatering made easy. Check Bright Technologies out today. Make the call, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Your company will thank you for it.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Veritiv, which closed at $146.72, up 6.6%. Clearwater Paper also gained, closing up 1.8% at $39.70. Other winners were UPM, Suzano, and Smurfit Kappa. The biggest decliner for the day was IT Tech Packaging, which closed at 61 cents, down 10.3%. Avery Dennison also lost, closing down 3.9% at $181.20. Other decliners for the day were Rayonier, West Fraser, and 3M.
You've been listening to the PM 40 Daily Show. This PM 40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with a financial professional before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2023, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.